I believe that most of them would have taken place on the southern end of the M15, as opposed to near the Babafay section. But saying that, there must be probably a vehicle collision that would say at least once a month there between Stranorder and Kellygarden. You can just see them using that road regularly. We see there's cars coming under the ditch all the time, and thank God, nothing too serious that's been reported anyway. We often see garage ambulance there in the road closed, like, so it is quite in poor condition. South of Bundoran is extremely bad, as anybody know, up to Sligo, but also to here from north of sort of Stranorder down to Kellygarden to Kettlefin, that area needs urgent attention. There's places there that two lorries can barely pass there. It's called the Carcan Bends. And there is plans afoot now to straighten them corners, but it's just taken too long. So it seemed to be at the drawing board this last 3 or 4 years. But we need to get on with it. And it's certainly, you know, how somebody hasn't been killed at this stage from Stranorder to Kellygarden, it's more of a miracle than anything else. The amount of sort of collisions and cars that go off the road, especially them very, very bad bends there, just below St. Joseph's. But the numbers speak for themselves in the M15, and it's just the amount of the volume of traffic and speed and everything else on the roads, you know, it's not surprising, really.
It's a main artery then for the county to get from one end to the other, more or less, so it's shocking that the road is in such a bad condition.
Yeah, over the years that the bypass of the Doran Ballyshannon happened then, Donegal Town, the road then was widened down to Ballybofey there quite recently through Capri and that. And obviously there's more work goes as well too, but when you have a single carriage road like that there, and the speed limit is say 100 kilometres an hour, you know what I mean, that accidents are bound to happen, you know. And I suppose it's a lot safer when you have dual carriageway. The cars are obviously separated in different lanes, but there's a lot more work needed, as I say, south of Bundoran and between say Stranorder and Kettlefin, there's urgent need to get work done there, because I say that the record speaks for themselves, you know, and the people that carry out these counts and that, you know, they must be well aware of it. So it's not a great way to be sort of getting attention, you know, coming in the papers to get. There've been so many deaths on it, 13 deaths is just 13 too many, and hopefully maybe the TIA and the National Roads Authority will. The funders will pay heed to this and start work sooner rather than later.